Now, first, let us try to see what the functions are that the symbols have formerly served. Think of the great mythos of the Christian tradition. It is the myth of the fall of man, the redemption of man, and the mission of the church in communicating and rendering the grace of salvation through its sacraments or its institutions. This, in the Middle Ages, was the very foundation of the whole social order. And so we find in all of the archaic societies, the society is itself an expression of a living mythos that has brought it into form. The conflict in the 12th and 13th centuries between the papacy and the empire was part and function of this mythological thesis. The role of the secular arm, the role of the divine authority in relation to each other. Where did these roles meet, and what were the conflicts, and what were the prerogatives of one and of the other? This was a living, very important, vital matter at that time. Also, the learning of the universities, all organized in terms of the trivium and quadrivium, all of these referring to the seven planets, and all of these referring to certain spiritual functions in the psyche, the whole of the society. Everywhere you looked, you had, as it were, an icon, a religious image, referring your soul and spirit to its ultimate good, namely the contemplation of the beatific vision of God. In our later days of Europe, the accent shifts from the religious authority to the princely authority of the 17th, 18th, and early 19th centuries. And whereas when you enter an old medieval town, the predominant phenomenon is the steeple of the church, when you enter a later princely city, the dominant phenomenon is the dome of the palace. But now turn to New York, or even now I notice Atlanta, and the dominant buildings are the great merchant buildings, the great economic monuments. There has been a shift from a religious orientation through a political orientation to an economic orientation, and our society is not religiously founded, it is economically, politically founded. We live, thank God, in a secular state that does not require you to believe certain beliefs in order to be an accepted member. We have a highly differentiated society, able to absorb people of many, many different faiths, but that means that the society itself cannot be governed by a single faith. Even that word that we have on our coins, "In God We Trust," does not evoke a response from everyone. The Buddhists, for instance, if you were to go to Hawaii, where over half the population are Buddhists, the Buddhists do not believe in a God. And so that does not refer to them, and yet they're citizens of this country. Even that apparently rather innocuous statement is not valid anymore for many of the citizens of our community. So the mythology that formerly supported a social order no longer supports a social order. Our social order is not mythologically supported.